IVM. Welcome to SBI Life Insurance presents A Sip of Finance by Priyanka Acharya. SBI Life Insurance, apne liye, apno ke liye. I want to speak about one favorite term in the world of finance, the I in IRRR, inflation. No. I am not going to give you a lecture. I am in fact going to show you the simplest side of inflation and also going to tell you how to ensure how you can tick off everything on your bucket lists and wish lists without being guilty. And no, not with any money doubling scheme. Just with the help of today's healthy little sip of finance. Welcome to SBI Life Insurance Presents, A Sip of Finance podcast by Priyanka Acharya. I'm your host, Shanali, and this is a lady special podcast that will help you get better with your finances. Conceptualized by Priyanka Acharya, a financial consultant who simplifies a lot of financial jargon for you. She comes with 14 plus years of experience in this field and has helped many grow their money. So, you can now learn simple finance not just in English, but in 7 other languages. Let's get started. I welcome you to this exclusive lady special show by IVM, One Sip of Finance. This show is specially designed to ensure that your knowledge in finance becomes simple, stylish, and sensible. In the last few episodes, we checked out a few fundamentals of finance. Usually, we choose to delay finance since it appears to be a real complicated subject. Plus, we tend to bend towards returns or follow what is trending. In this show, we focus on ground realities. If you remember, we spoke of avoiding delays, avoiding perfection orientation, avoiding to buy for obligations, and also talked about that one Sunday in a month formula. From today, I am beginning this cute little set of 5 episodes where I will talk about a concept created by Priyanka Acharya in her 14 years of experience, IRRR. No, it's not rocket science. In fact, it's absolutely fun. Usually in the world of finance, returns are also understood using the mathematical term IRR, internal rate of return. But you all know One Sip of Finance is not about heavy financial workouts. It's all about jogging away the jargons. So today, I want to speak about one favorite term in the world of finance, the I in IRRR, inflation. No, I am not going to give you a lecture. I'm in fact going to show you the simplest side of inflation and also going to tell you how to ensure how you can tick off everything on your bucket lists and wish lists without being guilty. And no, not with any money doubling scheme. Just with the help of today's healthy little sip of finance. To understand better, let us go a bit into the past. Do you all recall? A few years ago, schools had a rule of wearing those white painted canvas shoes during sports. Those of you who had really enjoyed the experience of whitewashing those shoes would be smiling right now. Today, whether it is school, college, or a marathon, we would prefer a pair of branded sport shoes. Similarly, you know, at times when our moms used to say, "I'm tired, I will not cook dinner," we used to enjoy Udipi restaurants, dosa or idli, or just some simple food, just for a change. Today, our choices are like, let's go to Domino's, let's have a lavish lunch experience at Taj, let's try mainland China. And it's not just because mom is tired. It is also about telling the world on Instagram or FB. It is also about a relaxing experience. And one more. Years back when I got my first mobile phone from Dad, the Nokia 3310 phone. It had two best things. One, I used to get that big smile when the Nokia tune rang. And the other was my snake game. I could play that for hours and hours. Today, I have a smart handset and keep craving for a smarter one. With these three past to current scenarios, there is something that I want you to observe. The white shoes or the simple Udipi dosa or the outdated Nokia 3310 sound so economically cheap to us today. In fact, even today, the prices of these three things have effectively not gone super high. They have been gradually increasing, that's all. What has increased is the quality and quantity of our lifestyle expenses. The canvas shoes were perhaps for $200. But for a pair of branded sport shoes, we would happily pay anything between 3 to 5K. The Udipi idli may now be around 40 to 50 rupees. But the grand places I go for dine-in would cost anywhere between 2 to 3K. And let's not even get started about mobile phones. The prices are astronomical. Now, the question is it cheap or is it expensive? The answer is simple. We need to ask if it is worth it or not worth it based on our lifestyle preferences. Now, this is what should impact our savings, investments, insurances, budgets, and everything else in our world of finance. What to remember? Whenever you're thinking of any investments or insurances, don't think of just returns. Think IRRR. And when you think I, think of lifestyle inflation. Leave the economic inflation aside for a while. The magic mantra is to remember that lifestyle inflation varies from family to family. I have a friend who loves to spend all her yearly savings on holidaying in one new country each year. While I have another buddy who is more interested in spending on daily routine stuff like expensive cosmetics, handbags, jewelry, and so on. And then there's another one who keeps spending just on food, food, and more food. When we women have to buy anything, we disregard the price and first check if spending money on something is worth the price or not. Which means we have our own definitions of what something is worth and what it is not. And that makes lifestyle inflation very customized for us. I'm sure you must have come across or experienced an instance where a friend who had invested for many years in a particular company or scheme says that he or she had got amazing returns. And when you begin the same, you end up feeling that you hardly made returns. The secret reason, my dear women, is lifestyle inflation. Because for your friend, lifestyle, expenses, needs and preferences, and most importantly, their milestone years were different. In the next three episodes, I will explain the remaining 3 R's one by one, and then there'll be an episode where I will share action areas from this entire IRRR concept. If you enjoyed this episode, just do one thing today. Imagine you and your neighbor have flats with the same square feet area. You also share the same interior designer. Does that mean that the architecture of your house will look similar to your neighbor's? Then, should your financial architecture also be like what others have? Or would you like to build yourself a premium financial architecture? If your answer to the last question was yes, see you in the next episode in our IRRR journey on this podcast called One Sip of Finance. Enjoy! That's a wrap on this episode of SBI Life Insurance Presents, a Sip of Finance podcast. We will see you in the coming week. Thank you for tuning in. If you found this podcast helpful, do give us a shout out on social media and tag us. It will help us empower more people. If you want to reach out to Priyanka, she is available on Instagram at Priyanka U Acharya and on LinkedIn as Priyanka Acharya. You can listen to this podcast on the IVM Podcasts app, website, or wherever you get your podcasts. Do follow us on social media. We are at IVM Podcasts on Twitter, Facebook and Instagram. See you in the next episode. Thank you for listening to SBI Life Insurance Presents, A Sip of Finance by Priyanka Acharya. SBI Life Insurance, apne liye, apno ke liye.